Zimra officials say the temporary suspension was to allow consultations between Zimra, the Ministry of Industry and Commerce, and other stakeholders, according to the state-controlled Herald newspaper. Meanwhile, some cross-border traders told Studio 7 that they were unhappy with the government's ban, in which the state invoked a statutory instrument that was gazetted in 1974 by the Rhodesian government of Ian Douglas Smith, who wanted to use it to counter sanctions that were imposed by Britain and her allies after Smith made a unilateral declaration of independence from the colonial master. One such trader is Tarisai Grace Mariwo, who says importing the commodities was now a source of livelihood.
I am very concerned about what is happening. This ban has definitely affected the lives of every single citizen, because we are surviving on the cross-border trade. We are surviving on buying and selling, because our country does not have the capacity to support its members. It does not have the capacity to support its citizens, because our industries are dead. So there is no way that we can survive on our own. Other things that are not even basic commodities or food, like steel fabrication, there is no capacity in this country. There are no raw materials. But they want to give special licenses to the big guys so that they can import those raw materials and beef up the pockets, while our pockets continue shrinking and shrinking. It's not fair. We need justice.
Mariwo's sentiments were echoed by Israel Maboho, chairperson of the Harare Metropolitan Residents Forum, or HAMREF.
I would specifically say we are looking at an economy which is far below in terms of production. And you'd find that we've got high level of unemployment, and all the people are doing is, for them, people who are eking out a living, trying to look for ways of how to survive. But we find our own government, elected by people, impeding the ways to livelihoods. So we are saying, where is the logic? How do they expect people to survive in a country which is highly unemployed, with high employment as we are at the moment? So we are saying, instead of supporting that, we should be moving forward.
Chairperson of the Coalition of Traders Associations, Sten Zorwadza, who is also the board chairperson of the National Vendors Union, addressed some traders at Roadport in Harare today who were making their way to South Africa. Zorwadza said it was now time for government to reconsider its decision, because many people were now surviving on importing those commodities for resale.
We have had enough of trouble by being abused by the government, by people who are supposed to protect us. The Zimbabwean borders are being abused and protected for those who are richly getting incomes from the corrupt actions of office officials of Zimra. And at this point, we are saying enough is enough, and that must not be allowed to continue to happen.
Zorwadza said it was also unlawful for the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority officials to confiscate the imported goods at the country's border posts.
The constitution spells very clearly that these people who are trading in foreign currency have the freedom to do so on section 64. But you see, someone else comes down and harass them. Those are crossing the borders have the freedom to move with the goods freely. Zimbabwe is not producing. Our production level is very low. We cannot expect to feed all Zimbabweans with the little that we are producing in the country. And we must not allow the government to continue to streamline and cut all those contributory processes that assist citizens. We are saying no to it, and we are clearly demanding that the government must address its issues. The government is responsible for the failure of the economy, and our economy is at comatose. And this should be the government's responsibility to correct that economy. It should not be a citizen's responsibility. Now they are turning around. They want to blame those who are struggling to survive. We are saying no to it.
Thousands of people who lost their jobs are now relying on buying goods from neighboring countries, especially South Africa, and the ban, if re-enacted, will affect them. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.